Welcome to Ron Paul and Charles Goyette, the weekly podcast. Is 2015 finally the year? The year for Ron Paul's audit the Fed measure to finally move forward on Capitol Hill? New Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell's aides say that he'll let the bill be voted on in the upper chamber. So let's talk with Ron Paul about the audit the Fed bill and its prospects in the new Congress. But first, Dr. Paul, a word or two about Harry Reid, the outgoing majority leader. There's a popular YouTube video of Reid talking about his wildly enthusiastic support for a Fed audit. But of course, that was back in 1995 before he was in the leadership. So he sure knows where his bread is buttered, doesn't he?
Yeah, that's right. Politicians tend to say certain things at home and when they're gathering up votes, and they do different things when they're in Washington, and then they're influenced, by the moneyed interests that have, paid for their campaigns. And that's what you have to always be worried about. Now, Reid, of course, was very much anti-Fed, but when he could have done something, he did nothing. So the question comes up, how good will McConnell be? And I guess it's still unknown because McConnell is pretty good at politics, and it really depends on what the grassroots are thinking. You know, they would pay no attention to us if they didn't think we had a significant amount of votes wanting to have a look at the Federal Reserve. And this at least put pressure on the Republicans during the last campaign. Even Romney was encouraging the Congress to vote on it. That was the first time we had a vote on audit the Fed in the House, and it passed. And Boehner, these aren't true believers, but Boehner allowed it to come up at the end of the last Congress, and they are giving lip service to it. I do not believe their heart is in it, but that doesn't matter a whole lot because the country and government so often is moved by political pressure. You have the money pressures, but you also have the pressure of the grassroots who do the voting. And the Republicans obviously thought that it was a good thing to look for transparency after the last financial crisis. And the big question is what will McConnell do? Because he has said better things now and has indicated would probably allow a vote to come up. But my concern has always been that are they ever going to match the real effort with the rhetoric? And there's a lot of things that they can do. Now, the House has on these two occasions passed the bill as I had written it, essentially. And that was good. It would never came up in the Senate. Now, the House, I assume, will go ahead and pass it again, or they are going to get a lot of lobbying from the grassroots and Campaign for Liberty and elsewhere for backing down now that they have much more control of the Congress. But in the Senate, there's a lot of, they can put amendment on. They could stick this on as amendment if somebody knows the rules and get an up and down vote on an amendment to another bill, and that would be a clean vote. But if it comes as a bill by itself to the floor, then people behind the scenes who don't want it will say, oh, okay, let's have an open rule. And then they will have a bunch of amendments and they'll, water it down. And then the final vote may look like they're appeasing the people like us who want an audit, but then have it pass and then it has no meaning. So the watering down effort is a big deal. But let's say, even in theory, the amendment is brought up as an amendment to another bill, and it passes and becomes law. I do not believe the president would sign this. And then let's go one more step. Let's say something weird happened. The president was sound asleep, and he signed it, and it became law. Well, there will be no cooperation. So in other words, all this activity is very, very good. People shouldn't be frustrated and think, oh, this isn't worth the effort. But it's not going to result in us knowing all the secrets. It's sort of like having transparency of the CIA. Tell us all your secrets of everything you've ever done in the past. We know they're not going to do that. So this is still, beneficial because the next crisis is approaching. There will be bailouts, and they will not have a free rein like they had last go-around. The American people know the Federal Reserve is significant. We need to keep an eye on it. There will have to be some monetary reform. So exactly how this plays out in the House and the Senate and with the president is secondary to what will the people think if and when we have a monetary crisis about reforms? And that's where we either have to win or we will be locked in a very bad economy for a long, long time. But I feel good about the fact that the conditions have changed in the past 6 years or so about the interest expressed by the American people. And that is why the talk of a possible vote and what the vote will do, that is all very, very good. There's a lot of new senators and new members, and hopefully we can get as many of them, on record for where they stand, because we do know that maybe 65-70% of the American people want transparency. That doesn't mean they want constitutional money and agree with us on the reforms, but there's a great appeal to all Americans, liberals, conservatives, independents, libertarians, the whole work. People do want transparency. So that's what is on our side. And that's why we concentrate on auditing the Fed and finding out more about what they've been doing.
Students of the Fed are absolutely under no illusion about the fact that it serves the interest of the banking cartel that created it to begin with. It's a classic case of regulatory capture, the syndrome in which the regulators become the tools of the industries they purport to regulate. But last year, as a sidebar story, there was an account of regulatory capture at the Fed that got wide play, Dr. Paul. A supervisor at the New York Fed went public with her accusation that her Fed superiors squelched her investigations and her concerns about what Goldman Sachs was up to. Now, this shouldn't be a surprise to any of us that are students of the Fed, but will something like that and the exposure that it got help drive more members of Congress to decide that the Fed does need a good close examination?
Boy, absolutely. The more the merrier. We need a lot more Edward Snowdens and people like the person you're talking about. That is very helpful, and maybe it will encourage more others to come forth. And the more information we have, the more political pressure will be put on these individuals. We're not going to convince the majority of the House members or the Senate members to all of a sudden understand sound economic policy, but they understand political pressure. And for too long, the political pressure has come from the special interests. And you're absolutely right. The people whose interests are best served get to write the regulation. You think of all the banking regulations, and how about drug regulations? The people who are at the DEA and FDA, these are the people that come from the drug industry, in the same way with banking regulations. So this idea that regulations will save us, a lot of progressives will say, well, we don't want to do this or that, and we know the Fed is bad. But we just need better regulations, and that will compensate for the mistakes made by the moral hazard of making, endless inflation and endless bailouts. Oh, just better regulations. Well, that doesn't work that way. And I think this is why education, understanding, whistleblowers, and be ready. I don't think we can wait for the crisis to be totally evident. Right now, we should be doing our hard work to get the people to understand exactly what's going on in banking, especially with the Federal Reserve.
Well, we understand that senior people at the Fed, including Janet Yellen, are already doing a little arm twisting and talking the measure down on Capitol Hill. I don't know if she'll call on McConnell, but am I wildly out of bounds to think that McConnell won't actually bring it to a vote until the votes have all been secretly, quietly counted and they can be assured that it'll be defeated?
Yeah, he's very, very cautious, and the outcome will be known probably before they allow a vote to happen. But he still has the pressure, from the grassroots, because he's been cozying up and it helped get him, reelected, that he was not fighting with all the Tea Party people, and he managed that. So, yes, it remains to be seen on what he ends up doing.
Dr. Paul, thank you. Of course, it's another informative conversation and podcast, and an important movement, an important awakening of the American people about the central bank, and you're responsible for it all. And you'll be glad to know that you can subscribe to our weekly podcast on iTunes. We appreciate you letting your friends know about these weekly podcasts as well, but they are free on iTunes. I'm Charles Goyette.